This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
What's an example of what not to do?
Right. You know, you can chat with someone who might be in jail. You can either go there and, you know, sit there across the plexiglass and, like, pick up the little phone. You know, obviously that's recorded and any calls into or out of the jail are recorded. But it's 2026 now and you have video calls available.
Sure.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without doing drugs when you're on that video call...
Are you...
When you're talking to someone in jail...
Serious.
You're doing okay.
What in the world?
Listen, Jessica...
The camera was on? Did they think nobody else was watching? It's a private video call from prison?
Listen, Jessica decided that she was going to talk to an inmate. Don't know if they're romantically involved or what.
Oh, wait. Look, I'm looking at her mugshot. It makes sense now.
I mean,
she's got a look
about her. Yeah.
What about it?
Yeah. So, yeah, Jessica, so she decided she was going to do some drugs while she was on this video chat with an inmate. Now, honestly, it's not clear on whether or not the call itself was recorded or if someone just saw it. But nonetheless, cops go, we know her because she had a record.
Got it.
Showed up at her house.
Do you think she was calling someone in the poke and said, oh, you can't do this anymore, but look at me. I'm still partying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, not again, don't know who she was video chatting in jail, but they'll probably get some FaceTime.
Yeah, okay, listen, let's just not do any of that.
No.
None of it. Kids, drugs are bad, okay?
Drugs are bad, okay.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, there you go.
There's really nowhere else to go.
Yeah, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing drugs on video when you're talking to someone in jail,
okay,
you're doing okay.